The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be continue reading from the winter edition of the 2025 U.S. Veterans Magazine. Remember, a lot of these stories are about transitioning to civilian life and different things going on there. So this next story I'm going to article is Breaking Barriers, Rebuilding Lives. Through adaptive sports, veterans with serious disabilities are not just overcoming obstacles, they're redefining strength, fostering connection, and rebuilding purpose. Dana Liesgang's first time Nordic skiing was the freest she ever felt, and nearly three decades later, she's still at it. "It's given me the courage to advance further than I ever thought I'd go," she said. Liesgang said adaptive sports, especially Nordic skiing, have been her reason to live and seek healing. Looking to get out of her own, Liesgang enlisted in the Navy at 18. College wasn't for her, and she loved being around ships. Her father had been a sailor and worked at Northwest Marine Ironworks in Portland, Oregon. But in 1990, her military career ended a few months after it started. Liesgang was raped by another sailor, thrown off a 75-foot cliff in San Diego, and left to die. She woke up from an 18-day coma with most of the vertebrae in her neck broken. The spinal cord injury left her paralyzed from the neck down. Although doctors told her she'd never breathe on her own again, Liesgang was determined to get off her respirator. Breathing on her own meant Liesgang would leave the intensive care unit in San Diego and transfer to a Department of Veterans Affairs spinal cord injury unit in Seattle. There, doctors discovered her injury was incomplete, meaning she could regain some motor function. Liesgang's physical therapist in Seattle introduced her to adaptive sports, which led to attending the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic in 1993. The clinic is co-presented every year by the Disabled American Veterans and the VA. At the time, most participants were Vietnam veterans. "It was a lot wilder back then," Liesgang said, "but they taught me the ropes." The Vietnam veteran participants were mentors to Liesgang and encouraged her to start Nordic skiing in 1996. They were also early advocates of the clinic, which has become a hub of innovative solutions and a center of treatment for thousands of several disabled veterans over its 39-year history. "Adaptive sports is an underutilized tool in most rehabilitation," said Justin Lafayette, a physical therapist and volunteer with the clinic's seating and prosthetic team. Lafayette is associate chair of the physical therapy department at Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island, and a Marine and Army veteran. He said there are strong links between adaptive sports and reductions in depression, increases in self-esteem, post-traumatic growth, and overall physical benefits in veterans. Nearly 400 participants attend the Winter Sports Clinic each year. Veterans with disabilities, including blindness, paralysis, severe traumatic brain injury, and limb loss, can participate in alpine and Nordic skiing, sled hockey, rock climbing, and more. For VA recreational, occupational, and physical therapists, the clinic also serves as a proving ground for adaptive scenarios, allowing clinical providers to innovate and evaluate technologies and advancements in both adaptive sports and daily life for veterans with complex impairments. The large gathering of veterans with a variety of limitations allows providers to look at every step of veterans' experience, from navigating travel and unfamiliar environments to trying new activities, and develop tailored solutions for improved quality of life. For Liesgang, her clinic experience is shifting from pioneer to mentor, which makes the Vietnam veterans word to her. "The baton has been passed, and now I'm reaching back and bringing people up," said Liesgang. "It's how veterans roll." The NHL champions, veterans in sports and beyond. In a powerful interaction of military experience and personal sports, Henna Rossi is carving out a unique path at the National Hockey League, NHL, where she serves as assistant to Kim Davis, the league's executive vice president of social impact, growth, innovations, and legislative affairs. An Army veteran and West Point graduate, Rossi is now helping lead a new initiative that bridges her two worlds, the military and the NHL. Rossi is helping spearhead Operation Line Shift, a pillar of the NHL Foundation's mission that she describes not just as military appreciation, but true military engagement. We're not just there to send our thanks, Rossi says. We also want to figure out how we can get involved in the community. That commitment is rooted in her personal experience. Rossi served as an armor officer, operating tanks and performing mechanical maintenance, roles that demanded precision, leadership, and resilience. Before her military service, she was a collegiate athlete, and that background provided a natural transition. There's a lot you can relate to being part of a close-knit team that has to perform at high levels, she explained. Rossi believes veterans bring unmatched value to the sports industry. There are logisticians, finance experts, HR professionals in the military. These roles have direct parallel in sports organizations, she said. But beyond the job titles, veterans carry traits like humility, grit, and teamwork that are hard to teach. Transitioning out of the military wasn't easy for Rossi. So much of my identity had been tied to being in the Army. I had to ask myself, what am I passionate about? What matters to me? The answer led her back to sports, but navigating the job search came with its own set of hurdles. I had to learn how to translate my resume. Saying I was a platoon leader in a cavalry unit doesn't mean much outside the military. I need to help others understand the scope of what I've done. Rossi's journey is a powerful example of how veterans can redefine their narrative post-service. The NHL, she says, welcomed her unique background and showed a willingness to teach what she didn't yet know. That's how any career shift works. You bring what you're good at, and you're open to learning the rest. Looking ahead, Rossi is enthusiastic about the future of the veterans in the sports industry. There are so many different jobs that keep sports running, HR, finance, marketing. Just like in the military, there are roles behind the scenes that are just as critical as the ones on the front lines. To support transitioning service members, the NHL is partnering on a new initiative called Vets Excel, developed with SFIA and U.S. Veterans Magazine. The program is designed to help veterans translate their military experience into meaningful careers in the sports industry. There are opportunities out there, Rossi says. Sometimes you just need to know where to look. As the NHL deepens its military engagement efforts, Rossi is a trailblazer. Providing that service and sport can unite to create powerful new paths for veterans. We're excited to broaden our scope and strengthen our support for military community, she said. This is just the beginning. Elaine Monterey, opening doors for veterans in sports. It's exciting and humbling to see how something that started as a bold idea has grown into a movement making a real difference. When I first tried to break into the sports industry, I faced the same struggles many veterans face. Translating years of leadership experience gained as a combat arms officer into terms that hiring managers outside the military could understand. It wasn't simply about explaining what I had done. It was about showing how those skills and attributes, such as leading teams in high-stress environments, making crucial decisions, and managing complex operations directly apply to roles that help organizations win the sports industry. The path was neither clear nor straight, and opportunities were few and far between. However, through persistence, a strong belief in the value that veterans bring, and support of people who saw that potential, I was fortunate enough to help a clear path for others. That perseverance eventually led me to a seat at the table with a major league sports franchise, and I even became part of a championship-winning team. Veterans bring a unique blend of leadership, resilience, strategic thinking, and adaptability. These aren't just admirable qualities. They're essential in the fast-paced, high-pressure world of sports. Yet the biggest challenge remains, helping decision-makers see how a supply officer's planning experience or infantry non-commissioned officer's leadership experience translates directly into roles in operations, marketing, and beyond. Opening these doors is the right thing to do, and it's also a smart business move. Veterans know how to lead under pressure, build strong teams, make critical decisions, and lift up those around them. The sports industry needs more of that kind of leadership. This feature is about more than celebrating success stories. It's about helping service members to see themselves reflected in those stories, regardless of their military specialty or background. There's a place for military veterans in this industry, and I hope sharing these journeys gives others the confidence to find theirs. I'm grateful to have played a small part in showing what's possible. However, this moment isn't about me. It's about those who came before and those who are coming after, often without the spotlight. It's about those stepping into the new roles, bringing their values, work ethic, and perspective. More importantly, it's about making the path a little clearer and the door a little wider for those who follow. For me, the mission never ended. It's simply evolved. I'm proud to keep serving in different ways, helping fellow veterans find their place and watching them thrive. As we celebrate those passing the torch, I'm reminded that the strength of any team on or off the field comes down to its people. Veterans, without a doubt, make every team stronger. And let's see, there's a lot of small little stories here. I might come back to them. But I'm sorry, folks. How Jackie Chan is expanding veteran opportunities through the NFL. Jackie Chan didn't follow the typical path into professional sports, but that's precisely what makes her story so compelling. As a director of media strategy and business at the NFL, she now manages some of the league's most high-stakes broadcast partnerships. But before negotiating media deals, she was leading soldiers in intelligence operations as an Army officer. A West Point graduate who served 7 years on active duty, including deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, Chang represents a new generation of veteran redefining what leadership looks like in the corporate world. Her transition from military intelligence to media executive wasn't just a career shift. It was a blueprint for how veterans can thrive in industries far beyond the battlefield. What makes Chang's journey stands out isn't just her success, it's her determination to bring others with her. She has become a championship for service members seeking to build meaningful careers in the sports and media industries. Chang is passionate about helping fellow veterans navigate the transition into sports and media. She believes that veterans are uniquely suited for the industry due to their ingrained sense of teamwork and dedication to a mission. There's a strong sense of camaraderie in both the military and sports, she explained. Veterans looking for that same team-oriented environment can absolutely find it here. She added that shared values such as discipline, adaptability, and perseverance also make veterans a natural fit. The environment in sports, especially behind the scenes, mirrors the collaborative spirit of the military. But Chang is quick to remind transitioning service members that breaking into the sports industry can be difficult. Everyone wants to work for the big five leagues, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, MLS. But the sports ecosystem is much larger, she emphasized. She urges veterans to look beyond the obvious choice. There are Olympic governing bodies, sports marketing agencies, brands like Visa and Procter & Gamble with in-house sponsorship divisions, so many different touch points. Don't limit yourself to just leagues. One of the most pressing challenges, Chang noted, is helping hiring managers understand how military skills translate to civilian roles. Recruiters are often looking for direct experience. If you're applying for a sponsorship sales role and your resume lists infantry officer as a prior position, it might not connect. But that doesn't mean you don't have transferable skills. It's just not obvious, she said. Her long-term mission includes advocating for better veteran recognition in hiring. It's not an overnight fix. It's a long-term effort to educate recruiters, HR teams, and hiring managers on the value veterans bring. Chang doesn't believe veterans need a special sport management degree to succeed in the industry. A strong foundation in business or technical skills, like broadcast production, can be incredibly valuable. But more important than any degree is networking, she stressed. Her own experience backs this advice. I didn't study sports. I studied general business. That foundation allowed me to pivot into different roles and eventually land where I am. Chang highlights networking as the most critical tool for veterans breaking into the sports industry. Start by connecting with other veterans who have made the leap. Ask the basic questions you might be embarrassed to bring to a senior executive. Then once you've built that base knowledge, reach out to professionals in the field. Be thoughtful in your outreach. LinkedIn, she said, is a powerful tool. Take time to personalize your messages. Be respectful of their time. It makes a big difference. Chang's support for veterans goes beyond one-on-one mentorship. She co-chairs MAVEN, the Military and Veterans Employee Network at the NFL. With chapters in New York, New Jersey, and Los Angeles, the group focuses on building community, supporting transition efforts, and educating hiring managers on veteran talent. Our mission is to bring on more veterans and help translate their experience to the teams that need them, she said. Chang is optimistic about what's ahead. More companies are recognizing the value veterans offer, leadership, resilience, quick learning. The demand is there. We just have to keep helping people make the connection. Her final piece of advice? Don't rely solely on your love for sports. Understand the business. Do your homework. Build your network. And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions. Chang proves that you don't need to be a professional athlete to find a place in the sports industry. You just need the drive and the heart to lead. Next article is a spotlight on veterans and sports. Sean Hudson. For Sean Hudson, Air Force veteran and Director of Community Relations and Military Affairs for the Washington Nationals, the connection between service and sports is clear. Service members put on a uniform every day, just like our players. They rely on training, preparation, and execution, same as in sports. Hudson's mission is to show veterans that opportunities in the sports industry go far beyond the field. A pro team is like a military base. We have finance, engineering, medical, sales, marketing, everything you'd find in a city, he explained. He stresses that skill matters as much as service. We don't just hire veterans. We hire qualified people who are also veterans. Pairing experience with a degree or certification can make candidates stand out. Hudson's top advice, start by volunteering. Local college teams and minor league clubs are always looking for help. Those early roles give you real experience and help you build your network. For Hudson, veterans are especially well-suited for the fast-paced world of sports operation. We play 162 games in 185 days. Veterans already know how to handle that tempo. His message is simple. Volunteer, network, translate your skills. You've already done that hard part. Now apply it. Jesse Urugi. When Navy veteran and NASCAR driver Jesse Urugi talks about veterans in sports, he speaks with conviction and from experience. Veterans are built for the sports industry, he said. They thrive in high-pressure environments where failure isn't an option. For him, the parallels between military service and sports are undeniable. Both demand discipline, teamwork, and the ability to perform under pressure. Athletes fight for a win, but veterans have fought for their lives and for others, he explains. Importantly, he emphasizes that sports careers extend far beyond the playing field, from marketing and logistics to event operations and supply chain management. Veterans already possess the skills to succeed. It's not just about becoming an athlete. It's about becoming part of the engine that makes the entire industry move. He believes the biggest challenge isn't training, but translation. Veterans are fully equipped. They just need to learn how to convert military language into civilian terms. And that, on a side note, is what a lot of these articles say. Transform what you do in the military to what the civilians can use. He himself is proof of what's possible. At the end of the day, it's not about talent, money, or experience. It's about who can stay strong enough long enough. His message is clear. Veterans aren't just a good fit for sports. They're essential. They're exactly who you want on your team. Tom Moore. At American Legion Post 365, baseball is more than a sport. It's a way to build values, foster connection, and strengthen the community. While the Legion's core mission centers on supporting veterans, sponsoring an American Legion baseball team extends that mission by promoting discipline, teamwork, and leadership, qualities rooted in both military service and athletes. Many of our veterans, myself included, learned invaluable lessons on the playing field, says Post 365's Tom Moore. By sponsoring a team, we're not just funding uniforms and equipment, we're investing in the future leaders of our nation. For players, wearing American Legion on their jerseys is about more than competition and symbolizes respect, perseverance, and responsibility, linking the next generation to the legacy of service. The program also bridges generations as veterans mentor athletes, attend games, and co-host community service projects. Plans for expanding interaction include mentorship programs, shared events, and veteran talks at practices. The Legion's commitment extends beyond the diamond, with fitness initiatives like the USA 250 Challenge and adaptive sports programs that support veterans' wellness. Ultimately, the sponsorship uplifts both youth and veterans. It's about building a strong community, Moore says, and strong communities are vital for strong veterans. Keith Fine. For Keith Fine, Army veteran and Vice President of Programming and Development for the Florida Panthers, the connection between military service and sports is undeniable. Veterans are built for this kind of environment, he says. Sports are fast-paced, team-oriented, and high-pressure, just like the military. We're used to working towards a mission, staying disciplined, and relying on each other to succeed. Fine stresses that opportunities for veterans in sports go far beyond the field. You'll find vets thriving in operations, logistics, event execution, facilities management, ticketing, marketing, and even community relations. Those roles are mission critical, and they're where veterans shine. Leadership, he believes, is the defining quality of veterans bring. Everything else can be learned, but the ability to lead and execute effectively makes veterans invaluable. His own path proves it. After serving as a company commander in the Army, Fine transitioned into sports and now oversees programming, operations, and capital projects, including the War Memorial. War Memorial auditorium renovations and the Baptist Health Iceplex in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. His advice for veterans is simple. Don't underestimate your experience. Start where you can. Keep showing up and trust that your work ethic and values will stand out. Felix Nighthawk Giles. Felix Nighthawk Giles exemplifies the strength, innovation, and perseverance of America's veterans. A 13-year U.S. Navy veteran and sonar technician, he served aboard nuclear submarines and took part in Navy's nuclear weapons reliability program. After enduring the rigors of submarine life, including an 85-day submerged deployment, Giles transitioned into motorsports, breaking racial barriers along the way. In 1990, he became the first African-American to enter and complete the Baja 1000 off-road desert race. Later, he made history again in 1996 as the first black driver in NASCAR National Touring Series since Wendell Scott. His career was nearly cut short by a brutal crash, but his recovery echoed the same resilience he showed after surviving a childhood injury that left him in a body cast at age 5. Off the track, Giles became a senior systems engineer on the B-2 stealth bomber and taught computer science by night. His commitment to service extended into motivational speaking, drug prevention, advocacy, and community outreach. From the Navy to NASCAR to aerospace, Giles continues to break barriers and inspire others, showing what's possible when courage meets opportunity. Lawrence Tyrand, known to millions as Mr. T, turned 73 on May 21, 2025. Long after dominating 1980s pop culture, the former U.S. Army military police officer and professional wrestler remains a symbol of strength and grit. Born in Chicago and the youngest of 12, he chose the bold persona Mr. T to demand respect and reclaim identity, making it the first word people spoke when addressing him. From serving in the Army in the mid-1970s to working as a bodyguard for celebrities like Muhammad Ali and Diana Ross, to being discovered by Sylvester Stallone and cast as Clubber Lang in Rocky III, his larger-than-life presence was undeniable. He went on to star as B.A. Baracus in The A-Team and even headlined his own cartoon cereal brand, videos, albums, and reality series, all built around his signature catchphrase, "I pity the fool." Through it all, public appearances, wrestling matches, entertainment ventures, Mr. T remains a veteran who reshaped cultural expectations and never stopped embodying toughness with purpose. We've run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time. And remember, salute a veteran every day.